WDAPX, listening 14714.
Good morning, Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
Well, good morning, Mr. Jim. Fancy meeting you here. It's been forever.
Yeah, I just got back from a trip to Chicago and left my mobile antenna somewhere on the I-94 expressway.
Well, that's not good. Yeah, at least they're not too expensive, right?
Well, this one's not. It's the replacement's coming from my basement. Interesting, it's a Nagano mount and a diamond antenna. So, hey, for some reason I had a spare in my basement.
Ah, good deal, good deal. So, did you lose the mount and everything, or just the antenna?
It was the bracket that's called the UHF or SO239 coupling at the bottom, and that just basically corroded off. So the bracket is still there. I fortunately had an extra cable from the bracket to the radio, so I'm in the process of rerouting the coax.
Understood. Why? I took a week off. I took a vacation, so I'm just sitting here at home and figured I'd fire up the FP8 and play a little radio this morning. Going to just enjoy some downtime. I've been on the go for so long, and vehicles have been changing left and right, and it's been quite hectic, so I'm going to enjoy this.
Hey, well, as they say in Radioland, fine business. FB, I guess on CW. I don't know why they use fine business, but okay. Well, you might see Little Rover hopefully driving around this afternoon once I do all my repairs and recouplings.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye out for it. I know I'll be out of the house for a little while today. The wife has got surgery on her knee, and so I'm going to take her in and that kind of thing for a little bit, but that won't be a big deal, so we'll get in and get her taken care of, and then at that point it's back to the rest and relaxation.
Okay, well I better get back to, I've got a cruddy little set screw to install on the dual band mobile antenna. It's really just below the tuning coil, but getting those set screws started with my big fat fingers and little screws, it takes me a little while. ACHDG, you understand.
Fun little trick, throw it on your Allen wrench. And then use your big fingers on the Allen wrench instead of the little tiny screws. Saves you a whole lot of headache and issues, so. But all right, well, have a good morning and good to talk to you again. You'll have to let me know how your trip went later on.
73 WDAVX. KE8FJW monitoring.
KE8DYS. Mobile.
This is W2PT listening.
Good afternoon, KE8FJW here.
This is KE8FJW. K8BRX, K8DYS, copy.
K8BRX, go ahead. You got a copy on me? How about you, Kyle? You got a copy? Portable. Okay, do I ask?
Can you hear me on the Mackinac?
Hey, well, you can't hear me.
KDYL,
standby.
I was having some sort of issue. I added open carrier.
Open carrier on your handheld?
Yeah, I used my UHF node and connected it, and after I keyed up and said my call sign, there was a open carrier.
Okay, something, right? Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, so I restarted it, and it's not doing it anymore.
Oh, good. We're up to the old Castle Rock. Andy's never been up here.
Oh, wow, heck yeah. Yeah, that's fun.
It's pretty smoky out here. Smoky. It's getting hot, too. Yeah, I figured we'd do this. Kill some time. By the time we get home, it'll probably be time to relax. Get ready for work tomorrow. Do they have everybody off today, or do you take the day off?
They let me have the day off, because today is normally the day I'll go to Bell's or Detroit or whatever, and they didn't have any runs for me to do, so said enjoy your 2-day weekend. It was nice, got some stuff done around here, the yards mowed, and my aunt wanted me to look at one of her rider mowers, and I need to go get a battery for it, because it's missing a battery. And put some air in the tires and probably put some fresh gas in it and give it an oil change, and she'll be good to go.
Roger, roger. Yeah. Well, good. Yeah, I'm glad I got a couple days off. I've been needing it. My neck feels a little better today, so, yeah, we're going to go get, I think my Addy wants some ice cream or something, so, and I'm going to get a brick of fudge for her dad, and then we'll be back on the road, hopefully not spewing a bunch of oil.
Yeah, yeah, hopefully not. I'm sure it'll be all right, till you get back at least, and get it over, get it taken care of under warranty. But yeah, good day to go find some ice cream. I want to get over to Moomer's, take my mom over there one of these days, but they're always super busy. They always got a line out the door and around the corner of the building, around the front of the building.
Yeah, I've seen that. I was over there the other day. Hopefully under the warranty.
Yeah, I'd imagine it'd be under warranty. I know, I gotta look at that. Maybe see if I could... I mean, that paint trick's nothing serious, but I do see a little... It's like the size of a pencil tip, like the lead. And there's just a little orange in there. But I bought that extra paint warranty for it too, so I'll have to get that checked out. Don't want my door to rot out.
Well, if it's still covered, it won't rust out. But yeah, get it done while you can. I'm coming through the icebreaker. Am I still making it?
Yeah, you got a little bit of crackle in there, but you're eatable.
And we're heading back down. We're almost to the bottom now. I mean, it's not too far out.
Yeah, I definitely noticed a change there. That's crazy.
I like the Stardust courtesy tone on the icebreaker. It's nice.
Yeah. Heck,
Are you going in on UHF right now? Is he working too? Your Stardust courtesy?
Yeah, it sounds good. I'm coming in on my VHF one right now.
Stand by. K8DYS.
Alrighty, we'll be standing by. K8DRX.
I'll be running in town here, so I'll be on my half roll back on here. K8DYS, standing by.
Alrighty, be careful. We'll be here. K8DRX.
Check. Hey, DYS, we're back on the roadway. Back underway.
Welcome back, K8BRX.
Top of the day to you. We're crossing the Mighty Mac. We're heading back to the ranch. Tired. So, what do you got planned for the rest of the day?
Yeah, I bet. That's some work, climbing up the Castle Rock. Not too sure. Probably blow the mower off. And, yeah, I don't know. Gotta work tomorrow. After that, I gotta get to change oil on my mower, too.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do my truck here soon, too. Oh, too. I didn't write the mileage down last time, but I do it at the same time, so I just have to count back. I think I did it at 4,500 miles the last time, something like that. 4,500. Just have to wait and see what we got. Oh, we got lane change in here. Everybody's flooring it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got it right to the kitchen, I'd imagine. Yeah, I got about 1,000 miles left on my Durango before I change oil. Changed it May 7th of this year. So it'll get done in September. About a month from now. So. Yeah, it's all hazy here too. Probably not as bad as up there, but it's hazy in the sky.
Well, you don't really notice it until you get out and you're looking way out, you know. Like if you went up on your hill and you were looking way out, you can't see anything. But yeah, it's bad. And I'm not buying the whole wildfire thing. I don't know. I don't think so. But maybe, I guess, whatever. Seems like it just keeps going on and on and on. You'd think Canada would be all gone by now.
Yeah. It's been all summer, even. It was bad up in when I went to Minnesota. That was the first week of June. Now it's August. 2 months. Yeah, it's crazy. It's really calm here, though. Don't even really hear any. I hear some birds, but I'm not sure if it's going to storm later today or what. I haven't looked at the weather.
Well, I got a couple pints of blueberries today, and well, we did. They picked quite a bit too. I kept picking them, and so we should be good. We're gonna have some pancakes tomorrow or one day this week. Maybe some muffin action. I guess it depends on how cool it is. Can't be running the oven in the top. I think it's gonna be pretty cool though. It's been pretty cool in the morning. Love it, but Yeah, I figured I'd get down here for a bit while I'm running through this area. Should carry me down to Gaylord. I wish there was a repeater from Gaylord down to my area. I need to get the Harrison repeater rigged up with another antenna. Mark doesn't want to put a diplexer on that. He doesn't like adding stuff like that. He wants to just be direct. He doesn't even like the polyphaser on there and the jumper. He wants to hook it right direct. So we'll have to just wait until we get an antenna up on there for UHF. Yeah, we're just getting off the bridge now. K8DYS mobile.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We got nothing but time, though, at least. To do it all, get it all how you want it. Yeah, my mom, she went and got some blueberries today, too. I'm not sure what we're going to do with them yet, but I don't know, maybe she'll make some jam or something out of them.
Well, I like blueberry pancakes. I like blueberry anyway. It was so dry up here, we didn't see a whole lot. I mean, there was quite a bit where we went picking, but a lot of them were dried up and they were really small because it's been so dry, so. Finished it yet? Addie just finished her waffle cone ice cream. We got it from the fudge shop there. They make their own waffle cones, so pretty cool. It was pretty busy in St. Ignace, too. It was 74 up on the bridge, and now it's back to 78. We should be home in a couple hours.
Yeah, I'd imagine it stays nice and cool there by the water, or on the water. Yeah, homemade waffle cones, heck yeah.
I just turned the air on, rolled the windows up, it was getting kind of loud. I'm just going to mosey on home. 56 miles an hour. 22 miles to the gallon right now, so not too bad. Shoot, we've been driving for 7 hours on a half a tank. That's not bad. 7 hours and 3 minutes on this tank of gas.
Oh, wow, heck yeah. Yeah, it won't take you too long to get home. At least it's pretty much a straight shot. Yeah, that's good. I know I was getting good mileage up on the freeway on my long trip there. But, yeah, I'll have to try Family Fair, try their gas this next time around when I get fuel, see if I do any better. It is back up to 16 mpg, but last year I was getting 18 in the summer, about 16 and a half, 17 in the winter.
Are your tires still inflated good? 2 mpg isn't too bad. But yeah, I mean, it adds up.
Yeah, they're still properly inflated. But yeah, you're right, it's not too bad. It's definitely a lot better than my Suburban still. I mean, that thing was going through 20 gallons a week or so. Maybe a little more.
How's that node running? Is it working good? I didn't hear, I had the handheld on when you said you had an open carry. I never heard anything, so it must have been just isolated on on your end or something, but you said the courtesy tones are working and everything's working good?
Yeah, I'm on the EHF one. UHF again, but it's still working good and resetting it. The UHF one isn't keyed up, so yeah, it must have been something going on. It was like the courtesy tone was stuck on my end on the UHF.
It just kept going off, like the courtesy tone kept going off.
No, it made the first noise, and then, like, the last part of the note, it just stuck on, and it was just playing that note.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, I've had some weird stuff happen. It definitely isn't perfect by any means. Well, at least you got two, one for a backup. If one fails, you got another one. You can just pick the other one. I like having two. Mine's running right now at home. Yeah, I got a... Is it 80 degrees there, too?
Yeah, I like having both nodes. Yeah, we got 82 down here. It would be, it is sunny, but it's just hazy overcast from Canada. But yeah, she's warm, that's for sure.
There's a DOT just past me. Rolling up on an empty log truck here. I don't know if he's going to look at him, but there's a Werner truck behind me, a blue and yellow Werner. So, you know, DOT's out today again.
Yeah, they've been out and about, that's for sure. Especially, I don't know, it kind of seems like up that way by Grayling. They've been out. Same with Clio, and not so much Bay City, it's been Clio area, Flint. They've been hanging out. But yeah, glad I'm not out there today. K8BRX.
K8BRX. Yeah, he pulled up along that log, slowed down. Yeah, I know, I'm heading up your way tomorrow again, so I don't see a whole lot over that way. Yeah, you seem to flip by without any issues, so that's always good.
Yeah, but, I don't know, it's a newer truck and trailer, and all the lights work, and there's nothing out of the ordinary on it. You know, just set the cruise to the speed limit and just pay attention. You know all that, though. But, yeah, I can't believe all these other guys you see out there and got half a bumper and they're just not in great shape and they just seem to skate by too.
Yeah, somehow they get by. I'm gonna turn on the music and jam out, so I'll holler back when I get down my way to the ranch there, so we'll talk at you in a little bit. K-8-B-R-X-K-8-D-Y-S.
Alrighty, safe travels. Watch out for the crazies. Yeah, we'll be hanging out here. We don't have a whole lot going on. Maybe I'll get some cardboard together to take down to the recycle place just to get it out of my garage. Sweep up in there. I know Sam has more parts, I think, ordered for his Monte Carlo. Hopefully they'll be in soon and we can we can finish that thing. I have some more room in my garage. But, alrighty, yeah, have fun, be safe. K8BRX will be standing by.
I saw a ham up at a lighthouse today, and there's one just went by, KC8PPP, Papa, Papa, Papa. He doesn't have an antenna on that one, though. K8BYS, clear.
Yeah, I've seen a few out and about, too, myself. Hanging out or driving around out in Glen Arbor, and Travers, probably up. I didn't really, I tried to catch their plate, see if they had the call on it, but, yeah. Alrighty, we'll be standing by K8BRX.
That guy that just passed me is from Farwell, Keith Campbell from Farwell, KC8PPP, K8BYS.
K8FGW, I'm on turn.
89. KFADNF. KFADNF.
NHHLN listening. NHHLN monitoring. Anybody around for a short radio test?
KE8FGW.
KE8FUW, fine business, here is November 8, Hotel Lima, November. Name here is Mike, and coming in on an all-star node, and I had some problems with it, getting some spurious transmissions out of it, and I was finally advised to put a PL into it, which I did, and just wondering how it's sounding and how it's working.
Oh, yeah, you sound fine, that's for sure.
Oh, very good. Well, thank you, sir. Name here is Mike. Once again, can I get yours?
Yeah, my name is Brad, and I'm located way up here in the Sault Ste. Marie.
Sault, Michigan or Sault, Ontario?
Well, if I was Canadian, it would be a Z. E3 call, but I'm a KE8, so Michigan.
Just wondered how familiar you were with the Canadian side. Our family had a farm over there for 100 years, and we just sold it about 10 years ago, so just thought I'd mention it. Anyways, thanks for the comeback, and have yourself a great day up there. And once again, I'm located in Grosse Pointe, Michigan, suburb of Detroit. And we'll let you get back to what you were doing. Thanks for the comeback. KFUW, HLN, 73.
Oh, very good. Yeah, way down near by Detroit. That's a long ways away. So, yeah, very good. So, you had a farm up here, or your family had a farm way over there in Canada. So, that's neat. So, anyway, sounds good, and yeah, it is quite warm, and
look at it once in a while from Google Earth, and see what they've done to the property. Anyways, the barn's still standing here. My father told me
had some
for
sale.
That barn
was
just
about
it
last year.
He didn't
have any, so they
sure
has this year.
Well,
that will say 73, and maybe we'll hear you a year later.
Very good. Once again, thanks again, 73 to K8FUW and HLN. We'll be clear after your final. Thanks. Good night.
I must have doubled, so that's fine. So, yeah, I was just telling you, yeah, we're just up here smoking some pork belly for bacon. So, catch you later, KEFGW. Good night. FGW long term.
Station monitoring, this is November 8, Hotel Lima, November, in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, hey, another Detroit. Very good. KE8, FJW, way up here in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan.
Yeah, K8FJW. Yeah, I think I spoke with you about an hour ago on a radio check. Are you still getting in through what repeater?
Oh, I'm getting in through the repeater here. So you must be still connected.
Yeah, that's right, Brad. I'm kind of new to All-Star, and I'm finding it some difficulty in not necessarily connecting, but disconnecting. And I was just wondering where I was here and what node I was connected to. So just thought I'd come back to you and say hi again.
Well, very good. Yep, yeah, it's still the Northern Michigan link repeater system here, so, yeah, very good. The easiest way I find out to disconnect is through the web page, so I never did the DTMF stuff, so.
Tell me, Brad, do you have any experience with All-Star? You broke up, Brad. I didn't catch any of that. K8 FKW is still there, Brad?
Oh, I'm still here. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the connection. Just wondered, do you have any experience with All-Star?
Oh, no, I don't have much experience with that, for sure, so, no. Yeah, sometimes I forget that they're, that you gotta wait for the hang time on the simplex there, so. On going through a repeater, you don't really have to do that.
Yeah, very good. Okay, I'm just wondering, you know, because I did mention that I sometimes have some difficulty in disconnecting, and I was wondering if I could just power down the unit and let it sit for a while, and if everything will disconnect automatically.
If you enter *76, it will drop everything that you're connected to. But the best way to connect it or control it is through Supermon or Allmon 2. I would highly suggest doing a little bit of research on how that works, because it will make your life a lot easier connecting and disconnecting from different nodes. Hey, do you want
to? Oh, appreciate the input there. I didn't get the call, but have been trying *76, and I never get any audio feedback that everything was disconnected, so I'm never quite sure. What was that reference that you mentioned? I'd like to look it up and do a little research.
It's called Supermon or Allmon 2. Either one works. I prefer Supermon. That's the one you're going to want to use to figure out. It's the easiest way to see what you're connected to and set everything up to do local monitor and whatever like that. I would super duper suggest doing that because you're gonna hate your life trying to connect and disconnect using DTMF. It's not really a fun time.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Didn't get the call. This is HLN.
Yep, call here is NEDMH, November 8, Delta, Mike Hotel.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you very much, NEDMH. I got it, and we will definitely do some research on our end and see if I can't polish my skills a little bit. And Brad, we'll say 73 to you, and we'll say goodnight, and we'll back out of here, and we're going to shut everything down and start again tomorrow. KE8FJW, over to you. NADMH, thank you very much again. This is NHLN, we'll be clear.
Okay. 73, KE8FJW.
KE8ZAT, monitoring.
Mark, solid Leo number 2 and gaining. Nice to hear you. Thanks for checking in. And next general check-in for the Monday evening social hour net.
Jeff, November 8, actual x-ray.
For the local signal, Jeff, very in the list. Thank you very much. And next general check-in, please.
K-A-A-H-Y-E, enter.
Sub Mike Kilo. Okay, Edgar, I have you in, and there was a Mike Kilo at the same time. It was a double there, so with the Mike Kilo, please come back.
Christopher, Kilo, Cox 8, Delta, Mike Kilo.
Christopher, thanks very much. I should have guessed. You're on the list, and next general check-in, please.
This is Tony, Kilo, Echo 8, Sierra, Bravo, Zulu.
I had to look around behind me because it sounded like you were right here in this room. So, nice signal, Tony. Next general check-in, please.
Kilo, Delta 9, Whiskey, Uniform, Kevin.
Kevin, you are on the list as well. Next general check-in for the Monday evening social hour net. Please call W8PCM.
Chuck, Kilo 8, Charlie, Golf, Delta.
Chuck, you are on the list. Do we have any additional check-ins for the Monday evening social hour net? Please call now. Okay, we'll call that the bottom of the list for the first round, and we will come back at the end of this round and ask for additional check-ins. So if you did miss the check-in period, you'll have another opportunity. Kevin, KF8HEY, please go ahead and give us an update on what's happening in your world, and stand by Mark.
This is KF8HEY, Kevin. Good to hear everybody on the net tonight. Scott, it's good to hear you on the net, and thanks for tonight. I am just in the authoring stage of the next Amshack article, and I'm going to let this one be a surprise. I'm not going to leak it ahead of time, so we'll see it when it comes out. In response to your topics, between a 2-meter and a 440 antenna on project night, I'd have to say a 2-meter yacht probably be in my wheelhouse for that project. So just thought I'd let you know that. WATCM, this is KF8AGY. Back to you.
Okay, Kevin, thanks for that. And thanks for the teaser on Ham Shack. That's going to be a great article. I have no fear, and I've got to figure out a better way of making sure we get that out to the rest of the world. It's such a very good article series you're doing, and we really appreciate you taking the time, effort, and energy to do that. And, yeah, 2-meter Yagi would be good. A 2-meter 440 might be you know, in the wheelhouse as well. So sounds like that's something we can think about. Mark, KC8ZAP, please go ahead and stand by Jeff.
Well, this is Mark, KC8ZAP, and Scott, thanks for taking it up. Really appreciate it when you do that. And a great operator there for now. Anyway, I don't really have a lot to report on things. This is kind of like wrapping up some of the things I've been doing all spring and summer cleaning up the farm and that sort of a thing. And that's coming to a close, but it's also been very productive. In terms of project night, I would probably be interested in a 440 Yagi antenna. So my vote would go in that direction. And with that, I'll turn it back to net control. This is KCACAC.
Okay, Mark, thanks. Have you done for 440 Yagi? I think that is also fun to play around with. I have one that's I made that's 4-element, and it's probably 8 feet, 8 inches by 12 inches. So it's a pretty small footprint antenna, easy to put up somewhere. If you paint it black, nobody will ever see it. So I have you down for that. Thanks a lot, Mark, for checking in with us. Jeff, NADX, please go ahead with yours and stand by Edgar.
Well, thank you, Scott. This is Jeff, NADX. I'm down the south end of the county, family here. But, no, the sounds like a fun project, and I've been using my Zigu 6200 of NFED antenna, and 20 meters and 40 have been pretty wild the last couple nights around midnight, and then here after, and now Europe coming in so strong, and got a few contacts in there, and I got something to boost a little power here, so we might do that tonight if it's still going well. But we're here till Saturday, and hope to see some of you tomorrow at breakfast, and I'll pass back to Net Control and ADX.
Awesome. I'm glad you're local. Thanks very much to hear you. It's always good to have you back around and know you're still part of the tribe. And I'm glad to hear you're on the air with your 6200. I still have a 6100, which works really nicely, and I'm really tempted to do that, but it's then I have to sell the 61, buy the 62, and anyway, I'll just stick with it. But you're right, 2 meters of 440 have been, or 20 meters of 440 have been pretty amazing. So good luck with that, and it's nice to have you here. Hopefully we'll catch you between now and the time you leave. Edgar, K-A-8-H-E-Y, please go ahead with your transmission and stand by Christopher.
Okay, very good. Thanks for sending that tonight, Scott. This is K-A-8-H-Y-E, Edgar, and the Traverse City. And I had a lot of interest in portable antennas at one time. I had a 2-meter antenna out of a piece of 300-ohm twin lead was using the center conductor of RG58 as the radiator, and was hanging up in a tree using fish line, worked pretty well. And then I had a portable 80-meter set up that needed a tuner, but I could tune a pair of Slinkies for 80 meters. It wasn't the most efficient antenna, but it was a lot of fun. Draw a lot of attention. Well, thanks for the net. This is K-A-8-H-Y-E.
Okay, Edgar, thanks for checking in with us this evening, and thanks for your information. Yeah, I've seen several designs using a variety of twin lead and RG58 shielded and unshielded as part of the antenna makeup. It's very interesting in the things you can do, and there's no end to the amount of creativity that us hams can muster up. So it'd be interesting to hear more stories about that sometime. Plus, if photographs of your portable Slinkies would be awesome. If you have one of those, I can see that entering the newsletter. So if you have a chance, I'm at WX1J at CherryLandArc.com. Well, let's go talk to Christopher, the other harvest master who's out working the fields. Christopher, please go ahead with yours. Stand by, Tony.
Well, good evening. This is Christopher. That's pretty high praise to call me harvest master working in the fields. My wife handles all that. I deal more with the metal roofing, and I make sure that everything is fed and watered when I get home. But she pretty much runs everything. But on that note, she has been keeping busy the last couple of days. We have lambs that we are showing as 4-H at the county fair in Traverse City here. Yeah, we were excited to hear, I think it was Daniel talking, no, Eric, about the... He was showing, and then we were like, uh-oh, he's at a different county fair. So, anyhow, hope that everything goes well for him there. As far as a project tonight, I would be really excited about making a 2-meter Yagi. So, that's just my input. With that, we'll get back to Net Control. Thanks. Kilo Fox Road 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
Very good. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo from Whiskey 8, Tango Charlie Mike. Thanks, Chris. And
suddenly dawned on me with a metal roof, what an awesome ground plane that would be if we could get that set up properly for you. So an antenna should be something in the future that we'll work on. A 2-meter Yagi is easy and fun, and like I said, paint it black and nobody will ever see it. And good luck with your lambs at the TC fair. We hope to get down there one day, and I'll make sure I stop into the lamb area and see your produce. Thanks, Christopher. Nice to hear from you. Hope to hear you again next week. Tony, KE8SBZ, please take it away and stand. Kevin, KD9WWU. Go ahead, Tony.
Good evening, Scott and everyone. This is Tony, KE8SBZ. I've been really busy working around the last couple of weeks, getting ready for some in-laws and outlaws coming up very shortly here, between the little camping. I had the opportunity yesterday to head out to the Interlochen Market and specifically to try to run into Christopher and his wife Kendra out there, and they got an awesome stand at the market, and I picked up on Kendra's newsletter, which is very interesting. If you haven't had a chance to pick up on it, gets a little bit of an idea of what farm life is like. They have a little some videos on YouTube, Full Measure Farm, Michigan, I believe that is called. And with that, let me break a second. Okay, I'm back to you. Good to hear Jeff in town. I think he had to come to Michigan because we gave him a hard time getting through on Echolink so many times. Glad to have you here, Jeff. Looking forward to seeing you at breakfast. And Scott, as far as that antenna goes, gosh, it would just be great to see a few people building antennas at Project Night. And I'm all in on anything. As far as myself is concerned, I still have a kit, Yagi. Kit to build, and I'd probably bring that thing along if I don't build it in the next week or two, and just make a contribution that way. So with that, back to the net. This is KE8SBZ. Have a good evening.
Very good, Tony. Yeah, if you have a kit, yeah, it'd be fun to see that, or at least see the directions to it. I won't be at breakfast tomorrow, but I will be around, and I won't be at the board meeting tomorrow night because I'll be at a concert instead. But somewhere along the line, we can cross paths. It'd be fun to take a look at that. Glad to hear you. Thanks for all the information about the Full Measure Farms. We'll look that up as soon as we're done with the net here. And glad you're able to get out there and make contact and pick up some good produce as well. Let's go talk to the northern part of Elk Lake or Torch Lake, KD9WWU. Kevin, please go ahead with your transmission. Chuck, you'll be next.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Yes, we are at the northern end of Torch, and really appreciate the weather out here. I just wish the smoke would not be so great because I would have some very wonderful sunsets for the past week here, and it's the smoke is actually putting dampers on the sunsets, and this turns the sun red. So, anyways, but it's been a very nice past couple of weeks here, enjoying the weather, and we happened just over the weekend from the northern Detroit area, and they just went home yesterday. So, we are definitely enjoying it, and we're hoping to see everybody at breakfast tomorrow. And I get to see Jeff. I haven't seen Jeff in quite a long time, and we reminisced about the Anchorage, Alaska earthquake a little bit. So, anyways,
Say good to everybody. Even though say 73, this is Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey, Whiskey Uniform. Anybody.
Hey, Kevin, thanks a lot. Say hi to Ann for us, and glad to hear that you're able to get some guests up there and enjoy the family a little bit, and have them enjoy Northern Michigan, too. So glad you're here, and hope to see you again before the summer ends. My Tuesdays and Thursdays is pretty well tied up around 10 o'clock, so that won't last forever, and then we'll be back and running. So anyway, good to see you. Good, thanks for checking in with us. Chuck K8, Charlie Golf Delta, please go ahead with your transmission, then we'll stand by for additional check-ins. Go ahead, Chuck.
Thank you, Scott. This is a guy, I don't have much of a preference for a particular type of antenna right now because I suppose if I was going to build one, it would probably be a 2-meter J-pole. Although my property lends itself probably best for horizontal something or other in HF band, but being that it's wooded. But that isn't going to happen for a while, so probably a 2-meter J-pole. I've had a little project today. I went to my storage unit and dug in box after box after box looking for my paper checks that my check pad ran out of, because I have something coming up that lends itself most to writing a paper check to pay for. So I was successful in finding those, and I let out a hallelujah. It took a bit of, but I was glad to find those. So that was my day today. And I'll tell you what, I brought a few things back. I'll take a break here a second. I had quite a day-to-day while going through that stuff. I brought a few other boxes back to the house of a few things that I could use. And I'll tell you what, I got a workout, and I unloading that stuff from the truck, I was huffing and puffing, and the old heartbeat was going. I really need to get back into a regular exercise program and get back in shape here. I was astounded at how badly I need that. So that's going to be another next thing on my horizon is I got to discipline myself into getting some exercise, get my total gym out, and start doing some rollerblading. But aside from that, we'll probably see you at breakfast tomorrow. And K8CGD, clear.
Hey, Chuck, thanks very much. And good luck with the exercise program. There's a lot of us who are knowing we need to do that more, but it's we'll do it right after this nap. Anyway, I hope you get back to it, and it'll be good. And maybe you can hook up with Tom, who's started taking yoga lessons at the YMCA. And that's usually a good place. They've got all kinds of programs there as well, if you're interested in doing something like that. Heavy down for J-pole 2-meter and an HF antenna, and I hopefully get a chance to talk about getting those set up, because HF antenna with a number of trees should be an easy peasy thing to do. Okay, we've reached the bottom of the list. Thanks, everyone, thus far to checking in. If you have not checked in for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net and would like to do so, we were taking additional check-ins right now. This is WATCM and the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. We're taking the last call for check-ins. Call for check-ins, please call now.
Recheck.
Okay, Tony, give it a shot. Go ahead.
Okay, I almost forgot. Great picnic a couple of weeks ago, and I still have a couple of somebody's lawn chairs. Haven't discovered who they are, and if anybody knows or anybody's missing them, please let me know. I hate to see them just sitting there in my garage. So with that, back to net control, this is KE8SPZ.
Okay, Tony, thanks very much. Maybe you could just describe what color the chairs are. I think
the ones that I saw in the photographs from the picnic, these were two chairs left at the picnic, and I thought there was a kind of blue with an aluminum, a silver aluminum frame. Is that correct?
Actually, I believe they are gray. I can't give you the details on it because that's your memory and I have a short term. So, you know, be happy to check if somebody's missing anything like that. But I believe that at least the bags that they come in are gray and the chairs probably match the bags.
Okay, KESBZ, W8TCM returning. Okay, very good. Thanks a lot for that. If you were at the picnic or know someone who was and they've can't find their chairs, let's bring it to any one of us. I'll get together with Tony, but Tony was able to collect those. So thanks a lot, Tony, for checking in. And there being no further check-ins, before we close the net, are there any last-minute questions or comments we haven't covered?
Yeah, this is Chris for recheck.
Okay, Christopher, take it away. It's all yours.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw out there that I've been keeping my radio on me while I'm at fair. So if anyone's at fair and wants to touch base with me, I can normally reach the repeater with my radio. So give me a holler and see if I answer. Back to you, Net Control.
Awesome. And for me, that's perfect reason to bring my radio to the fair. Like I wouldn't do it anyway. Thanks a lot, Christopher. Good to hear you here. So this is going to conclude the Monday evening social hour net for tonight. This net will meet here again next Monday on the same repeater immediately following the 8 p.m. T-Barge net. This is Scott, WX1J, operating this evening as net control under the club call sign W8TCM. We had 12 check-ins total, not counting me. And I will now close the net and return the repeater to general amateur use. Thanks, everyone, for your participation, your comments, and I've got a long list of antennas to build. Good evening to all. This is W8TCM, and I am clear.